friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference right here on The Fan. And, of course, you know, we listen to him all the time. And, Jeff, what'd you get out of that? I wrote down a couple of notes. I'm curious on your thoughts first.
The last thing you said, I think, is interesting because when he was asked about Dylan Gabriel after the game, maybe moving forward, he said it's not our concern. Today he said it's not our focus.
What does
that
mean?
As far as getting him out on the field and seeing more, the idea is to – game plan to beat the Green Bay Packers. I get all that. We all get that. At some point, something's going to give, isn't it?
It has to. We talked about the numbers yesterday. When you start 0-3, your season is essentially. I mean, the one team has made it.
It's challenging.
Yeah, one team has made it to the playoffs after starting 0-3 since we turned the calendar over to 20. Right.
The Quinshon Judkins thoughts. We're going to bring Q along. We want him to grow each week. Blah, 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 which, and I don't mean blah, blah in a negative way. I get all that. You get all that. He had 10 carries last week. If he's healthy and good to go, 15 plus, and I say that for this reason. Joe Flacco threw the football 45 times in each of the first two games. This team's not going to win with any quarterback throwing the ball 45 times in a game.
They're not. So I agree. I saw that week one.
You've got to run the football. You have to run the football. You have to be committed to running the football, and then you have to do it properly. That's how this team's going to have the best chance to win, because you have a defense that has been really good so far. But the longer that defense is on the football field, Andy, the more susceptible it's going to be to the other team's offense. So if you can control the ball a little bit, and I do think the team has run the ball okay. I think they can run it even better. I say run it okay because their average against Baltimore was okay. But I don't think
Judkins improved that, though, from week one to week two? They got better because they had Judkins.
A 31-yard run did help the average like crazy.
And also despite the fact they only had 2 days of practice.
I just think they have to commit to the run. And when the run doesn't work, run again. And set up play action to help Flacco. I mean, your pass protection hasn't been great. Hasn't been awful, but it hasn't been great. Your wide receivers haven't been great. So what can this team do? What do offensive linemen like to do? Run the ball. Run block. They can't have 45 pass attempts in a game and expect to win very often.
Hmm. Just trying to think of other things that he talked about this and that, you know, the unofficial depth chart versus the depth chart. That we see.
He's the official depth chart. That was a great line. I liked it.
So what you see is coming from the PR department or the media relations department.
Yeah, which is the case.
Which I don't think most people know, though.
That's the case with most NFL teams.
That they kind of just say, okay, well, you put out there whatever you want to put out there. How's that work, Jeff?
Yeah, here's where we think the guy's going to be, you know. And the PR department puts it out because they put it out before the team practices for the week. You know,
because the league mandates that, or what?
You got to put out your game notes. Everybody gets them out early.
Yeah.
It can get tweaked during the week, but not necessarily.
I don't know. You look at...
what do you think about the comments about DeJuan Jones and Will It Was Hot? Denzel Ward, Will It Was Hot?
I think he was defending his players. What'd you think? He wasn't defending. He wasn't throwing his players under the bus.
Nor was he giving you any reason as to why DeJuan Jones and Denzel Ward missed so much time. You know, DeJuan didn't miss that much time, but Denzel was out all game with cramps. I mean, that's not common. How's that?
To miss an entire game because of cramps?
It's not common, is it?
No, most guys either get an IV or they figure out a way to get hydrated enough to get their body back to normal, and then they go back out there, but doesn't mean they're not going to get cramps again.
Right.
It was not common. I'm almost at the point now where I'm kind of wondering about, you know, I know Kevin's going to stick to his game plan about what he says and what he doesn't say in these press conferences, but he hasn't had a good week. I mean, I'm hearing people that I normally would never hear say anything bad about him are suddenly starting to turn. And that's going to happen when you get, you know, you give up 40 points and you get blown out and it didn't look like it was right. And your defense played well enough to win when you're the number one defense in the NFL. Like, how is that happening?
I think, can I backtrack on something you just said?
Sure.
I think it's, though the numbers tell us this, it's tough to call it the number one defense in the NFL. The yardage number tells us that.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point, because it's such a small sample size, I think accurately yardage, you're giving up the fewest yards. So that's a big deal. I think it's more fair and safe to say defense has been pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when you're number one, you're better than pretty good.
That's my point is, can you be number one after two games? I know.
And give
that's
up
exactly
more than 40
what,
points in a game? Well, your team did. Your team gave up more than 40 points.
And see, there's the catch. There's the catch on that.
I guess it all. I mean, you equal out if you have the most pathetic offense in the NFL and the best statistical defense. That might be better, right? Best statistical defense in the NFL?
Yeah.
That's more fair. I think we found common ground on this.
And you know,
it's like going to arbitration with you. I think we just found our common ground.
DeJuan Jones has caught a lot of grief for coming off the field. He played all but 10 plays.
I don't know how do you fix this? And by the way, what we're listening to with Kevin, like, I've never heard Kevin get ripped as much as he has over the last week.
Week. 3 or 4 days.
And really. I'm just kind of wondering, does Kevin kind of need to change his tune in these press conferences? Maybe give out a little bit more information, or maybe just kind of, I don't, the more he doesn't say, the more tense I think everyone's becoming over the situation. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. We'll come back. We'll talk more about what Kevin Stefanski had to say in his daily press conference. Plus, we're hoping for Joe Flacco a little bit later in this hour. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.